From Revelation of Hope Ministries, here's Taj Paklub.
Did you know that the first and the second coming of Jesus is likened to the coming of the morning? In fact, I want you to notice this prophecy concerning the first coming of Jesus, and we will just look at this, and we will see illustrated for us how events tell us what time of the day, the prophetic day, it is. It says in Malachi chapter 4 and verse 2, "But unto you that fear my name shall the what? The Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. And ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall." Now, this is a messianic prophecy concerning the first coming of Jesus. And it likens that first coming of Jesus as the sun rising. And as the sun rises, gradually dispelling the darkness of the night, Jesus was to come, dispelling the darkness of confusion about the character of God as he sought to reveal the character of God to the human race. Amen? And so his first coming is likened unto the morning. So too his second coming. I want you to notice Hosea chapter 6 and verse 3. Write that down. Concerning the second coming of Jesus, it says, "Then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord, that his going forth is prepared as the what? As the morning. And he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and former rain unto the earth." So the second coming of Jesus, just like the first, is like the coming of the morning, that glorious resurrection morning. In fact, notice another one, Matthew 24, verse 27. "For as the lightning comes from which direction? The east, and shines in the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be." From what direction does the sun rise? It rises from the east and sets in the west. In the same way, that's how Jesus is coming. We don't know the exact time, but in the prophetic day, we know that his coming is in the morning. And that's why, brothers and sisters, the Bible says, "Weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning." Can you say amen? Yeah. Maybe you're in the nighttime. Maybe you're weeping. Maybe your parents are about to get a divorce. Maybe you've just lost a loved one. Maybe you're struggling financially. Maybe you're not doing well in school. Maybe you're going through something that is so difficult. But lift up your eyes, because the morning is coming. Can you say amen? That glorious resurrection morning, when the dead in Christ shall rise.
Excerpted from a sermon by Taj Paklub. His website, revelationofhopeministries.com.